This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sins come in all sizes and types. Sins have many different names in the Quran, even though in English it's just simply translated as sin. So I wanted to share some of the different words that Allah has used to describe sins and to give you a more deeper translation of it so you can understand that there are so many different types and categories, and also be warned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has differentiated and made separate levels, because not all sins are the same and they're not all of the same type and quality. The first word that we're going to study, of course, is zalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran that human beings, they can have a slip up. Zalla means like you slipped. And that word usually is used when a person didn't intend it. It wasn't thought about before doing it. So as they were talking, zallatil lisan, their tongue said something, you know, it was a slip of the tongue. They didn't really mean to say that. And that is a mistake, but it doesn't have the same category and have the same level as one who has amdan, someone who was intentional and thought about what they wanted to say to hurt another. Another word is junah. Junah means a transgression that goes to a particular extent, to a particular place. And Allah warns us not to have the type of behavior and mindset where we're willing to go all the way to the margins, all the way to the end, all the way to the furthest place where other people don't go. And Allah warns us to be from those who enter and have this type of behavior in our lifestyle. One of the words, of course, that is very famous is kabira, you know, a major sin. In fact, you can probably better translate it as an enormity. It's something that's so massive in its harm. It's something that is usually a public sin that involved other people and was something that may be known publicly or done privately, but becomes public knowledge. And a kabira is something that you and I want to stay away from. There are numerous hadith of the Prophet ﷺ where he says, اجتنبوا السبع المبقات, be careful never to go near the seven enormous major sins. We'll study those as we proceed in our discussion, inshaAllah. Another word is hawban, you know, where a person is negligent of their family and their obligations, where a person, you know, doesn't look after their spouse, doesn't look after their children, doesn't look after their brother and their sister. They're not careful with their mother-in-law, sister-in-law. They don't look after their cousins in the way they should. And that is a very sensitive word that Allah uses in the Quran. Another word that Allah uses is lamam, which means to compile. And it could be small little things that you do, but you put them all together, they become a massive mountain of error. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, you guys think, he says about the people who lived with him, some of you think that the small mistakes that you do individually are not a big thing. But at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, we used to see each of those the size of a mountain. And then he warned us by, he was saying that those small mistakes, أَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُ, that they can become like a wall that surrounds you, like they're little bricks, small lies, small. It actually builds a wall of sinfulness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful of compiling small mistakes and thinking it's just something small. It's not a bad thing. It's just a small thing every so often, because they come together to make a massive mountain. May Allah protect all of us. Allahumma ameen. Another word that Allah uses in the Quran is ithm, which means that a person has delayed or neglected doing good. It's not that they did wrong, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them an opportunity to do good. They're there to be able to do something righteous, but they stepped back from it. They didn't fulfill the good that they should have, and they neglected that opportunity. And that's something that is an ithm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Another word is wizr. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No one will bear the weight of a mistake that they have made other than themselves. So I'm only going to come before Allah with my own mistakes. My wife won't carry mine. My children won't carry mine. You're not going to carry your parents' mistakes, but you will have wizr. And that wizr, it will weigh heavy. And the Prophet ﷺ told us on the Day of Judgment that people will come carrying their mistakes on their shoulders. If somebody stole a car, it'll be carried upon them. It'll be a weight that breaks their back on the Day of Judgment. Another word that Allah uses, and you might hear this, is dhanb. Dhanb means a humiliating consequence of an action that we've done. You did something that's going to bring you humiliation. People are going to say, how dare you do that? Why would you use those words? How dare you raise your voice in that way? How could you use that vulgar, offensive language? How dare you look at these haram things? You know, it's something that you made a mistake that brings about an evil consequence, a bad consequence, behind the action that you have performed. Another word, of course, is khata. لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. A khata is a mistake, something you didn't intend to do, but you ended up doing it. You didn't plan on doing it, and you made a mistake. And it's one of the things that is still counted against you, so you ask Allah to protect us from mistakes. Because in life, even as a young person, I want you to know that mistakes have consequences. You can't just say, hey, I made a mistake and move along in life. You need to, you know, if you've made the mistake, learn not to repeat it and be apologetic and acknowledging of its effect on others. Another word is sayyi'ah. This sayyi'ah is a shame, something that brings you shame, something you don't want people to see or know that you've done it, something that's going to label you and shame you in front of others and in society and within our Islamic community and culture. So when you make a sayyi'ah, it's a disgraceful action because you know before doing it, it's something identifiable to all in society that that's something that should not be done by a Muslim. Another word that Allah uses in the Quran is su or sayyi'ah. Su is to do something that is evil, to do something that is known by others as wrong. It's a boundary that should not be crossed. Another word is ma'asiyah or isyan. You know, ma'asiyah is where you choose to oppose a command of Allah. You know what Allah has asked, you know what Allah has ordered, what the Prophet ﷺ taught, and you become ma'asi, you oppose it in your action. You do other than it in your words, and you take a step away from Allah and the tradition of His Prophet ﷺ. Another word that Allah used in the Quran is fahisha, which means a public display of error, a public display of haram, that you don't care if people see you do what's wrong, and you say, here I am, world, I'm going to show you that I have opposed Allah. I'm going to go against what the Prophet taught, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you become fahish. And it can be with words, with actions, or with your written material. May Allah protect us from having fahisha in our life. Allahumma ameen. Another word that Allah uses is dhulm. And Allah uses the word dhulm, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, wrong themselves. Wronging yourself means that you've done something that's going to bring you harm even though you did it willingly. And you didn't pay attention to the fact that you're actually going to hurt yourself. Dhulm usually is referred to as oppression when you wrong somebody else. That's the second part of it. But if you imagine Allah says, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, nobody really goes about, wakes up in the morning and says, I want to hurt myself today. But when you make the wrong choice, knowing you're making the wrong choice, you're hurting yourself. And people say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you doing this to us? Don't you know you should stop this? ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. May Allah protect us from wronging ourselves by following a path other than the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other dhulm is oppression of others, wronging others, asking others what they can't have and can't do and can't fulfill. And the word dhulm is the opposite of wisdom. It is to put things in the wrong place, to ask people for the wrong thing, and to do the wrong thing at the wrong time with the wrong people. May Allah protect you and I from this. Allahumma ameen. Finally, and there's many other words, there is munkar, which means something that is immediately recognizable as haram. Munkar is one of the things that you and I want to stay far away from. It's an evil act that is known by its definition. May Allah protect us from the munkar that is in our hidden life and privacy and the munkar that other people may see of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be far and distant from all of those type of sins. Allahumma ameen.